Hartford Contract.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Aware. We're busy in here. How you doing? This is Lisa Garr. I'm in studio with Madeline Schwab, who we're going to be speaking to this morning, this afternoon. But I wanted to, first of all, this is the first show that I've been back in studio live for since the fund drive, and I looked up in the board, and it was amazing that we made $700,000, which is so incredible that you, the listeners, donated. And I just wanted to say how grateful I am. And thank you so much for all of your efforts to bring up our transmitter. So that's going to start going. That project's going to start up in April, which is going to be great. So you guys are going to be able to not have frustration as you're driving down the freeway. You can hear the whole interview now, which quite frequently we do kind of breaking out of the radio mold where we have one guest on for one whole hour, because the information's so deep and it just takes that much time to get into it, and it's a slow build, and I really want to appreciate that. So thank you for all of your contributions and everything. I had my final mercury amalgam removed from my mouth yesterday, so my mouth is a little swollen right now. So if I skip an S for an F or something like that, it's not me, it's just my little mouth. But I'm mercury free. There we go. Mercury free, finally. Which is terrific. Are you, Madeline?
No, I think so.
Yeah, no more.
I might have a little bitty one in, but I don't think I do because I'm so sensitive to it. I think I would know.
Yeah, you would
know. Unless it's gassed off totally from being in my mouth for so many years.
Well, yeah, it stays in the body for a while, but you can get rid of it really easily. But it's so nice to have that all completely gone. So it's really not as painful as I experienced it. I just happened to have tried to eat something afterwards with a numb mouth, and that was a bad idea. So next subject, Madeline.
Lisa.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, other than the swollen mouth. We are, Madeline's back in studio today because she's doing another Action Board workshop on Saturday, March 9th. And
this Saturday.
This coming Saturday at 9:30 in the morning at Crossroads School. And because we had kind of a confusion with the phone number last time, we have the correct phone number, which is Madeline's number. She's going to talk to you this time directly about the workshop. It's 310-474-0466. I'm just getting that off the top of the show here. But explain a little bit, if people have never heard of an Action Board workshop before, what it is.
The Action Board was created by the late Dr. David Viscott, who deeply believed that each of us has a life work. And some of the ways he put it were that you have something to give back to help save all of us and make the world a better place by the extent of your giving. That's one way he put it. Another way was life has a noble purpose, something we're supposed to do, which is ordained from birth. And in order to do what we're here to do, David created an action board for himself, which is a visual representation of the projects of your life put up in front of you so that you can see and act on them every day.
So this is a little bit like what Carolyn Mace's book talks about, her sacred contracts, your purpose, why you're here.
Well, I'd love to apply your conversation last week to the action board. But first, I will mention that the action board, just to get a visual picture in your mind, the way that we create one in the workshop is to use manila folders and two sizes of post-its, large post-its for your projects, and then smaller post-its. And the smaller post-its, some go on the right side of each project, which represents your intentions or why you're doing it. Some go on the left side, which is for all the resources that life brings. David Viscott put it so beautifully. He said, opportunity comes all the time, except most people don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the opportunities, all the resources go on the left side, and then in the bottom are the steps. And an action board, again, is all the projects of your life so that you can see what you're up to in your life. You can see your life work. Now, the process itself, which is putting out an idea for a project and then having on the right side your intentions, and then the left side your resources, and the bottom your steps, that process can be applied in many instances. So, back to Carolyn Mace. When you were talking with her last week about sacred contracts, and she was talking about how certain people come into our lives in order to help us develop gifts or talents we have. And incidentally, David was big on gifts and talents. As a matter of fact, to just segue one second and to explain the action board one more time, Here's a very succinct quote about gifts related to the action board. Then I'll go back to sacred contracts.
No, that's good, because I have a question about this.
Okay, David, the purpose of life is to discover your gifts. The meaning of life is to use them or give them back. The action board tests out these gifts. It tells you the work you're supposed to be doing. And incidentally, I worked with David for 12 years, and then I've kept the action board going since his death in 1996. So it's a long history that I have with the action board. And even though I quote David, he was able to put things that I deeply believe so beautifully that I teach this from the core of my being. But I love the fact that I have his words to illustrate mm-hmm. what the action board is all about.
And even though you've had 20-some-odd years of experience with this, you have those quotes that resonate through time. They're really beautiful, which the first one really got me thinking about, you know, our job is to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do is just open the phone boards to people who want to call in, who have a project or a hobby or an interest, and Madeline can show you how this works by teaching you how to lay it out on an action board in a real quick way.
Sure.
Just kind of showing you how to do it. And it'd be kind of fun because it's like an on-air coaching session. If there's something that you're in the back of your mind or in the front of your mind, major project you're working on, or, you know, maybe you want to get back into, you know, taking guitar lessons or something like that. Madeline can show you how to actually make it happen. It's really cool.
I'll show you how the action board helps you make it
happen.
Well,
right. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. So if you need help on a project, Madeline's here to coach you. What were you
going
to say?
I was going to finish the story about Carolyn Mace.
Yes,
and using
yes.
the action board, the process of the action board, because the process of projects, intentions, or why you're doing it, resources, steps, that applies in many situations. So here's Carolyn Mace last week talking about sacred contracts and mm-hmm. how people come into our lives to help us develop gifts. And my mind starts thinking about how that happened in my life. And then I'm picturing this board where you can actually open a manila folder, a big post-it for all of the people with whom you think you have a sacred contract. And you can actually keep track of that and keep those contracts moving, or at least see the history of them if they're over, by using the same process. Because things we read so much now. There's so many wonderful books. I just came across a recent one a couple days ago at school where I teach, called Soul Mapping. And there are so many books that you can use to inspire you to do your work. Callings by Greg Lavoie, The Soul's Code by James Hillman, The Purpose of Your Life
right.
by Carol Adrian. But where do you have a pen on paper technology that's so elegant and simple to actually implement the inspiration that one gets from reading these books? And so it's very helpful to have a process like this.
There is a part in Carolyn's book that does that. Actually, she does a chapter 5 is on journaling the thing, but the purpose, the thing, the life's purpose. But what you do is works for somebody like me who loves to do things visually.
Yes.
I need to do things in categories. When I wrap my mind around a concept, I usually draw it out because I operate in pictures. I'm a very right brain person, and I like to see pictures and images of things. So if I'm seeing something new for the first time, which is usually a new project or a hobby or something that I don't fully understand yet, it's really great for me to put them in categories and, you know, sections and pictures and lines and numbers and stuff. It really works.
But all of us have something called the reticular activating device, which means what we see, the brain activates. So to have something on paper in front of you, especially in an organized fashion that incorporates all the data of life in a way that applies to your life, that's powerful for everybody.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Well, one thing that was quoted by Dr. Tony Grant once was that all successful people have one thing in common. And, of course, the freeway stops when somebody says something.
What
like
is that?
What is that? The answer is they write things down.
Oh, God, then I should be a bazillionaire. I have Post-its all over the place. But they're on my dashboard, and they're in my computer, and then there's some on my desk. My idea is to get the Post-its together.
Well, that's what the action board does.
Right.
It puts everything into
your
project.
That helped me.
Oh, of course.
Because I put the action board above my phone, and I keep putting the Post-its up there now. They have a place to go. post-it home.
Yeah, in an organized fashion so that you can see whether the post-it is a project.
We have such great calls coming in.
An intention, a resource, or a step.
So now you're going to kind of see Madeline in action, doing the action board. And we've invited people to call in. We've got three really great calls so far. For people that are working on a project or a life project or a hobby or something that they want to do, and Madeline can kind of walk you through how to do it. Kathy in Los Angeles is a great example of this. Hi, Kathy. How you doing? Kathy?
Your show.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am.
Great.
I missed what you said.
I said I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
It's just so timely.
Yes. And it's really creating a lot of wonderful healing, and it sounds like you're on that path. You're working on a music CD.
Yeah.
What kind of music?
There's songs that I've been writing for the last few months. And
about?
Really about the oneness of everything, you know, and without being, you know, proselytizing and crazy.
Great, no.
Stuff about it, but just really wanting to, you know, there's just, to me, such a need to really retain that kind of awareness. So I just wanted to talk about how to go about getting that out there.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of soul and a lot of passion for that. So, Madeline, how would she put this into an action board format?
Kathy, the first thing I would do is I would have a manila folder and a large post-it for that project that said music CD.
Okay.
And on the right side, on little post-its, you put all of the reasons that you're doing this, the goals you have about it, the beliefs that it fulfills, and the talents it expresses. Those all go on the right. So you have a real rich beginning of what this CD is. Then on the left side, you start opening yourself up to what the world brings you in terms of classes you could take on getting CDs out there, people that you meet, people that you know that might know somebody. You let life place this CD where it wants it by being open to all the resources. And those go on the left side.
Okay.
And then in the middle on the bottom is where you put the steps. And resources are steps waiting to be taken. So the minute you look at what life has brought you and decide that you're ready to do something about it, it goes on the bottom in the middle.
Okay.
And then right into your calendar.
Okay.
Very important to calendar steps so that they have a chance of being taken.
Beautiful.
That's really important.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And very important in your calendar is to have a place where you write down the things life brings you. Because life brings us a lot. And lastly, I want to say in this manila folder where you have so far just this one project, put all your other ones. Because each project, and again, I'm going to quote David Biscott, each project has its own sense, its own pace, its own timing. And if you project your desperation onto that project, it won't happen the way it's meant. So have in your folder all the other things you're doing in your life so that you're not desperate thinking that music CD is the only thing you've got going. And then you can just let life do what it wants with it. And by the way, if you want to come and do this in person, I'll mention this for people who've just tuned in. Saturday at Crossroads from 9:30 to 4:30, that's in Santa Monica, is a workshop.
Okay.
And people need to make reservations, and I'll give the number once or twice, and then I guess at the end of our segment. 310-474-0466.
Okay.
310-474-0466 for Saturday, March 9th.
Okay. Now, did you get an idea of, Kathy, of what she's talking about? Is it kind of easy to understand from hearing it?
Yeah, it's very, very easy, and it makes it even more tangible because I have sometimes such a tendency to, you know, when I'm writing, it's a very empathic kind of thing when I'm writing the music, and sometimes I don't, you know, physically write down the steps that have taken place during the day.
Very interesting. It's a very practical project.
Yeah.
I like that. It takes things like you and I are very empathic people and we feel everything in the room. It really is a nice practical tool to put something down in a succinct, simple way.
Yes.
Simplicity. That's
simple,
the key, isn't it?
And elegant. Very elegant.
Great, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good
Thanks
luck
for
on that. And give us, send us the CD. We'd love to play it on the air if you
oh,
want.
Oh, I would love to do that. Thank
right.
you so much.
Okay, Kathy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Liz in Ventura, how you doing? Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Liz, you're interested in becoming a prenatal yoga instructor. There's a huge need for that.
Yeah.
Well, great. So are you stuck in a certain place where you're not able to make that happen, or is there
yeah,
some...
Yeah, I guess mainly fear of doing something new and not being in an office environment where everything's taken care of.
Safe.
Yeah.
Great. No, great point. Great point. Madeline, how do you incorporate the psychological part of that into the action board where she can really work on the fear?
The first thing, Liz, is did you hear the conversation with Kathy so that you know how to lay out this
yeah.
project?
Cool. And I've actually done this type of thing. I don't know if it was from last time I heard you, but with other things that I wanted to achieve, I put them on. Actually, I did it the opposite way. The left side was what I wanted, and then I moved them to the right when they happened.
Okay.
But I never did it with, like, you know, the steps as they were taking place and whatnot.
So
I just said, you know, this side didn't happen yet, this side it did happen.
Okay. Okay. I mean, the board, the process is one that you can adapt to your own way of visualizing things.
Mm-hmm.
So that... you can, for instance, on the action board, current projects go on the right and
mm-hmm.
future ones go on the left. But if somebody would rather have the projects for the future on the right and move to the left, that's all right as well. So it's very adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now becoming a prenatal yoga instructor, that's your project. And then on the right side, again, you put of that project, you put all the reasons, your talents and gifts, also the goals you have, and the beliefs you have. And you spend a lot of time doing that. And believe me, once you've mined your inner self,
mm-hmm.
fear is not going to look the same to you.
Okay.
Okay, then you start watching what life brings you. And I think what happens that generates fear is when we feel we're all alone and we have to do the steps without any help.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start first just looking for help, looking for classes, looking for contacts, having conversations with people and suddenly discovering that they're a resource in one way or another and acting on those, again, that assuages some of the fear,
mm-hmm.
as well as having on your board all the other things that are going on in your life so that you're not just staring at that one project.
Right.
You're giving that project life and you're believing that is something you're meant to do.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's an interesting point. It helps you move through the fear.
Oh, yeah. We all have it.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And what happens is we're focused on ourselves, and that's what increases fear. With the action board, you're looking in a different way, in terms of why am I doing this, not what's stopping me, but why was that idea invested in me? And then you start looking out for all the ways life is going to help you.
Because that's a fabulous idea, Liz. And
okay.
And did that make sense to you, what
yeah.
Madeline was talking about?
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
Thanks for calling, Liz.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Okay,
bye.
I'm in studio here with Madeline Schwab. She is doing an action board workshop, and she's been doing them for how long?
Almost 20 years.
20 years. That's, I mean, obviously, you have such a wealth of knowledge. I love having Madeline talk to the listeners because it really brings out these great little gems that you have stuck inside there. They're in a book somewhere. They're brewing. We're working on that for her.
Yes, you've encouraged me. That's
yes,
for sure.
I do. Have you done an action board on writing a book?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. It's my doctorate project, so
it's
got to happen.
Well,
it's got
to happen
by August 2002, but oh, yeah, I certainly did. And actually, that's another way you can adapt the concepts for the action board process is to a specific project. So I have action boards on all my major projects. Because you can't manage, once a project becomes complex, like Liz's prenatal yoga instructor idea, once it starts to grow, like where you can teach it, different methods, different ways to present the material, you break it down and you put all those ideas on their own separate board, which
what
is for that project.
What if you're trying to create something that you don't know anything about? So, for example, an issue like like working on healing a childhood wound or something like that, like a psychological issue. Can you put that on an action board?
Sure. You'd have healing a childhood wound, or if you know the specific one, that's a big project.
Yes.
And then you start, again, mining yourself. What are your feelings about it, your beliefs? All of that goes on the right side. Everything about that comes from you.
So those are your resources.
Your goals and healing. No, that's your intentions.
Oh, your intentions.
Yeah, your goals, your feelings about it. Those are what are moving you to heal that. And then on the left side is where you start keeping track of books, lectures, people that might help you. And then on the bottom are the steps that you're going to take.
Oh,
it's you have to adapt it a little bit beyond, especially the intention side. You have to go a bit beyond the goals, beliefs, and talents, but
sure.
Still, it's going to work.
But it makes sense. Even I was just thinking, if you have an illness like asthma, and it's something that's been with you for a lifetime, and you're really looking at, you know, moving out of it, and there's all sorts of books on it and all sorts of ways to heal and cure and whatever comes out there, it gets really confusing. That would be a great way to, as you say, mine it.
Well, one thing with me is I realized recently that I eat too much sugar, and I thought, what am I going to do about that? And I happened to be listening to the radio last Friday night and heard an interview with Nancy Appleton, who wrote Lick the Sugar Habit.
Yes, yes.
And it was like there was the resource. And I actually thought I might have the book, but now I have to get it.
I have it. They just sent it to us.
Oh my gosh.
Have her on. You can have it after that.
So, again, you just declare by making it a project, something you want to work on, and the reasons why, and then you just watch what life brings.
It's really quite interesting. It's
synchronicity.
Really quite magical. Even if you put away the board and you don't put it on your wall and you've just spent the time in the workshop working on it and manifesting it, and then you put it away, somehow things tend to still manifest.
That's that reticular activating device. Your eye has seen the action board after you've made it, and what the eye sees gets lodged in the mind, and then the mind starts pulling in what it needs in order to make the things that you want to happen, happen. So people will make an action board at a workshop and then come back, say, for a follow-up workshop and open the board up, and they're astonished. But I suggest after you come to the workshop that you actually go home and leave the board open.
Yes, yes.
That would be my suggestion.
Well, the only reason you would put it away would be because of fear,
yeah,
obviously.
Or and privacy.
Then, well, yeah. And then the issues of the fear start coming off.
Yeah.
They start showing up.
Yeah.
And really showing you what the fear is, and then you get to, you know, you kind of get, you know, get really hip to that. Does the action board help you set your intentions? What if you don't know them yet and you're really working on that? Does that work that way?
I think, well, what I'm going to do with that question is I think a lot of people confuse intentions with projects. So what you do is you put out the things that you want to work on, and you can be as wild and fanciful as you want to be. As a matter of fact, quantum theory states that nature favors wild abandon. So you can put anything on that board you want. And then, in terms of the action board, your intentions are what go with each idea. So with each idea that you come up with, you ask yourself, what talent made me think of that? What goal does it express? What belief does it fulfill? With each of those ideas, then what happens in terms of setting your intentions is that nature or life or spirit, however you want to put it, supports some of those ideas at one point in time rather than others. And some it may never support. You might have picked up something that wasn't yours to do. So when the question is asked, how does the action board help me with my intentions, I hope that express the idea that intentions, that I would see it as projects, and then reasons why you're doing the projects, and then you watch which projects resources come for, and those are the ones that you start acting on.
Okay, good point. All right, well, you have, of course, this workshop that's coming up on Saturday where people can come and do these in a coached way, where you and Robin are going to be there, and Robin has this wonderful ability for creative arts and making the board visual. And
it's a left brain and right brain experience. So it taps
totally
into the logic you need or the left brain to set the board up, and then some creative experiences that Robin as an artist brings into the workshop, which is why it's from 9:30 to 4:30. It is a very rich and full day, mm-hmm. very reasonably priced, includes all materials.
And it's at Crossroads School.
It is, but you must call me if you want to make reservations. Space is limited, so you need to give me a call.
And it's 310-474-0466.
310-474-0466. The person who writes down phone numbers from the radio, I know you don't hear them the first time.
Especially since I gave the wrong phone number the first several times of the previous shows, so you deserve that. All right. Thank you, Madeline.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa.
And have a wonderful time this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.